Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Anton Raimondo on the People's Day of Prayer. Anton, did I connect you okay? Yep. Hello, Anton? Yep. I think I need to get that squared away here.
Your host, Monsignor McHenry.
Hello, Anton.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry, Patrick's got a little background going on here, but sorry, it took me a little while to get you connected. But for everyone, I'm Mike Altshuler, and along with Anton Raimondo on the People's Day of Prayer. And this is a special day where callers get to call in, and any of your prayer requests or questions, we feel free to do it. And for your listeners, the phone number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. So we will start with a prayer. How about that? In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for giving us this time together with Anton and myself and each of our listeners for this special hour of intercessory prayer. Lord Jesus, we ask you to even give Anton and myself and our listeners just faith the size of a mustard seed, so that little bit of faith with your great healing power can create major miracles, small miracles, whatever they are, but just all those to help, even if it's just one of our listeners, can be touched in a special way and feel your holy presence. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for being with us and really being in charge of this hour that we're together. In your name we pray. Amen.
Father, amen. Son,
amen. Well, we usually start with a... Listeners, we start with a reading, and Anton and I get together briefly right before the show starts, and we're speaking about it, and we're going to do the gospel reading for this Sunday reading, which is a reading from the gospel according to Luke. So, we'll get started. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all that you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, any thoughts, Anton?
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, when people may hear this, some people may take it the wrong way. You know, like when they say here, you know, that, you know, if you just take a little faith, like a mustard seed, then how come then we don't get healed from whatever, or what, how come we don't get what we ask, you know, and may be discouraged about praying or even asking. And so they may think that it's the opposite, that, look, I thought I have faith and I can't work any miracles. So that means, you know, that I my faith must be even way smaller than a mustard seed.
Mm.
You know what I mean? How some people can look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, when Jesus says this, he's not meant to discourage us, of course. He's meant to encourage us. And so that when things happen, it always has to be, of course, in God's will. And does it make us sanctified, or does it make us holier? So when we have the faith and we're asking, let's say, to be healed from any pains or aches, mm-hmm. From cancer or something serious like that, or and it doesn't happen the way we want it to, it's not like the Lord doesn't love us or that you don't have enough faith, that he actually, for sure, he gives us the grace to deal with whatever pain and suffering, whatever crosses we're carrying, or whatever crisis we have, if we're lonely, you know, if we're disabled, if we are bedridden, if, you know, we have a disease that is incurable, you know, he still gives us the grace so we could bear that cross and yet be able to realize that we have this honor to help Jesus, you know, save souls. In other words, the term is redemptive suffering.
Mm.
And so we can help, in our suffering, we can help redeem people by giving it to Jesus, because Jesus is our Savior. He's the one that redeems us from our sins and opens up heaven for us so we can go there. So this is the way I look at it here. How about any thoughts for you, Mike?
Yeah, I think part of it, I kind of almost see it as two parts. The first part, like having a faith the size of a mustard seed, as I was driving here, I was thinking to myself, you know, we do this once a month, and sometimes we miss a month, so it might be once every 2 months. And I'm thinking, well, it would really be nice if we could do it regularly and get a crowd. You know, they're used to it. But that's not the important part. The important part is God's got a plan. And any listeners today that by his prompting would have them tuning in and listening to our show, we have to believe that there will be a miracle that he will grant, because it's his will to heal people. And that requires our listeners to have faith to pray either through prompting the Holy Spirit and call for prayers, or pray as we're speaking, and it will cause them a thought to really pray a little deeper than they prayed for a long time about something they don't really realize they need healing with to do that. And that's the important part. So we're being, Jesus is being alive with us in this moment, and this is special time, this special hour of power, that Jesus is in charge. We're being open instruments to intercede for people through their prayers and the prompting. And our listeners can join in these prayers, but also in prayer requests, and be the recipients of healing, or those who they've requested for healing. And that's the beauty of gifts of God. So we've all had to say yes to be open to the healing power of God. And it starts with just that little hope, saying, you know what? What we're doing is important. And I think the second part of that reading goes along the thing about really with sharing faith. Each of us have been given different gifts, but the thing I believe Jesus wishes for each of us is to share those gifts with others. Now, today for this hour, we are sharing the gifts of intercessory prayer. But each of our listeners, there's 24 hours in a day, and there's different things that we are praying and can do. And can each of our listeners intercede for others? Or they can they say a special prayer to someone or be kind to someone or do something somewhere, something to spread that faith, or they can talk to about Jesus, someone who's really far away from him, and in their own loving way, do that. So I think each of us are, the goal, end result of each of us is eternity in heaven with the Father. But on our way there, we're given these gifts, so we're like the waiters at the table. We're still working for the Master, but we're working with joy because we're trying to propagate these gifts of the Father to others. Our gift of faith, our gift talking about the Eucharist or the Mass or the beauty of the family life or whatever it might be. So it kind of got below the second part. I never thought about that part, but I said, geez, that's not fair. The guys are working hard day in the field, then they got to wait on the Master, and then they eat. But that's our job as Christians. But if we do it with love and joy, it's not a job. It's great to share this gift of faith and joy, like we're doing right now, just by being intercessors of prayer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. That's pretty good insight you have there, Mike. And I wanted to add also, there's this part in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22, where, you know, Jesus is talking about, he says, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name? And then, you know, Jesus goes on and he says, he tells them that when they say that to him, they'll say, Lord, Lord, and then he'll say, he'll declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. And why? But the key thing was, well, why would he say it to those who did great works? Well, it's because if they did not do the will of God. Mm. So the key thing is like, whether we're given these gifts or whether we receive the miracles or increase these faith, if it's really just for our own pride, mm-hmm. and puffs up our ego. You know, I mean, for instance, you know, we don't do this for necessarily to have, you know, certain likes or a number of people, but we're really doing this for the love of God and the love of neighbor. Mm-hmm. Whereas you see, like on YouTube and Instagram and X, you know, people like to get more clicks, right? Get more people eyeballs, more views, more likes, and it's really not about the love of God or the love of neighbor per se. You know, usually they just want to have to demonstrate, oh, I got all these viewers. Well, I mean, that's good, but then again, look at what Jesus says to the people. He actually says this to all his disciples, right? And three chapters later, he's going to call upon who are the 12 apostles. So it's like he's warning them that, you know, just because you're hanging out with me, just because, you know who I am and you prophesize and you cast out demons and you do mighty works, maybe healing even, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you and I, we may have a special word to say, and by the grace of God, God heals that person on the air. Well, if you and I, Mike, are just doing this to get popular or to get more listeners, well, are we really doing it for God and our neighbor, or is it for us? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we could actually be told, get away from us, get away from you, evildoer, because we're not doing the will of God. But lo and behold, I know that you and I are trying our best to do God's will. We're doing it for the love of God and love of neighbor.
Amen. And these conversations, certainly for our listeners, too, because in different aspects of each of our lives, especially the listeners, God's involved. He's part of it. He's always with us. And the key is for us to remember He's with us and Christ is with us. And I think it just makes life so much easier when we are present in the presence. We know they're there. We know our guardian angels with us, before us. We know that. And I think it just, sometimes we forget that because we start looking in too much instead of looking out at the world.
Right. The other thing I wanted to add since two days ago, October 1st, was the feast of St. Therese, the little flower. You know, when she came into the convent there or the cloister, she was only 15 and she died as a 24-year-old. And when she died, I don't know if it was the prioress or I think it was the sub-prioress, the second in command, didn't know who she was, and they were asked, and didn't know what to write about her because they were supposed to write an obituary. And she said something like, I'm paraphrasing, what did she do? She did nothing. She lived and she died. Something like that. I mean, so here's somebody that was cloistered with Therese, not knowing she was a living saint and a doctor of a saint. She knew the world did not know her. In other words, she had no listeners. She had no views. She had no likes. And the sub-priors didn't even recognize the saintliness in her. But when she had her book published, remember when she wrote her autobiography, Story of a Soul, it was by command that she do that. And when that was published, that was circulated all around the nuns, the Carmelite nuns and then the world. And now, you know, she's a doctor of the church and she's considered a missionary, you know, to the world, even though she never stepped foot outside the cloistered convent, the cloistered monastery. So my point is, nobody knew the faith that she had. Maybe her sisters did, but her authority there, the sub-priors didn't know. And so in like things like us here on In His Sign Catholic Radio, we may not have the listeners that or the viewers that can see on YouTube or what have you, this very small amount or modest amount, but yet God knows what we are doing. And the listeners who do actually tune in, they will hear. So it's not about popularity, right? It's about, are we really doing God's will?
Amen. Well said. Well said. And that's exactly it, which brings us right into, we have a couple prayer requests for listeners. I want to also repeat the phone line. If anybody is getting prompted to request prayers, you wanted to have a discussion about what we're speaking about, it's 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. We have two exact prayer requests, one for Diana and one for Lisa. They're both just listed as medical issues. So, Anton, do you want to start with a prayer for Diana and Lisa for medical issues, healing?
Yes, so we want to thank you, Diana and Lisa, just for leaving your intentions here to pray for you. And since it's just 2 days ago, like I said, it was the feast of St. Therese, the little flower. You know, let's ask her help, because in her life, you know, she suffered from tuberculosis. And, you know, I don't know what you both are suffering, if it's a lung issue or not. But, you know, St. Therese, you know, was suffering from tuberculosis and died of that. And nobody even knew she was suffering until it was the last few days or the week or so. And so maybe you too, Dan and Lisa, maybe people don't realize all the sufferings that you are encountering, you know, from the pain that you may have, that people cannot see the pain and maybe you're holding that in and people don't realize it. Or maybe that you're feeling lonely and isolated, that you have you feel like there's little hope, or your doctors are not helping you like you're wanting. So this is where we ask St. Therese, the little flower, in her littleness, and now is she so great as a doctor of the church, We ask her special intercession for both of you, that your medical issues will be answered in God's time and in God's will, and that he will comfort you in the time being, and have the confidence that you are loved and that we are praying for you, and that you have Saint Therese there on your side. And don't be surprised if she does shower any roses or petals, or even having that fragrant scent of roses to give you some assurance that she's brought your offerings and your intentions to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have prayer requests for Donna McNeil for special intentions. We have some general requests, but the Lord knows what each of you need. So they are special requests. But Donna, so prayers for Donna for special intentions.
Okay. Wait, did you say it's Donna McNeil? Is that
mm-hmm,
her name? Or
mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Okay. So Donna, thank you for calling and entrusting us with your intentions, the general intentions, and we know you're keeping it very close to your heart. But at the same time, because the Lord is so all-powerful and all-knowing, that even before you speak, he knows your thoughts, and he knows your desires, and he wouldn't have put that in there unless he wants you to call in, he wants you to reach out for help. And without us knowing exactly what it is the key thing is that he knows it. And he is the divine physician. So we ask our Lord Jesus Christ, the healer, our Savior, the miracle worker, and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Messiah. And we ask him to please help Donna in her special needs and special intentions, that she'll get some sort of sign, some sort of peace, that you are with her and walking with her, and that will be able to help her in her daily life, and not be so, not be worried, that everything will be okay. In this we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a prayer request for Ileana, who's 14 months old. Doesn't say what her healing, what kind of healing she needs, but she's 14 months old, Ileana.
So, sure. Well, thank you. For the parents, mm-hmm. I would assume it's the mom calling in for your daughter, Ileana, 14 months. And so this I'd ask, again, St. Therese, of the child Jesus. She had a special devotion. She had two names, St. Therese of the Holy Face, and the other name was Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. She had a nickname called the Little Flower, but the key thing is she had this love for the infant Jesus, of the Child Jesus. So I think we should ask Saint Therese and the Child Jesus to help Ileana in her being 14 months, and whatever may be, whatever condition she may have that's causing any problems, but also not only for healing, but we're asking that she has a long life, and that she's will be able to develop to be a normally strong, healthy child of God, and that she'll be able to walk and talk and hear and see and move about and play and be able to learn like all the other children. And we ask this in the Holy Child of Jesus, in his name, and we also ask Saint Therese of the Child Jesus to help Ileana. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. For our listeners, we thank you for joining us in prayer, because when someone calls in a prayer intention, it's not just Anton and myself praying. You're all joining in and being part of this prayer team for the individuals. And there's also many times you might have the same physical, spiritual, or emotional needs for the prayers that we're healing for. And by joining in and doing something special, you end up getting a special healing too. And that's what the beauty of our Lord is there's no end to his love for us and for the different healings that he has. So many of us might not even know that we're in a difficult state, or if we're, some of us, our listeners, experiencing depression or anger or bitterness about things. And that had just come to my mind right now, speaking about those things. And I think we'll say a prayer for a break for any of our listeners with that really have depression, anger injuries, any of those type of things, because it's really praying for those spiritual healing to be able to get away, knock away through the Holy Spirit, those spirits that are clinging to you and not allowing you to feel the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, to have you be too anxious to really think about other things and so obsessed with something that hurt, somebody that hurt you or somebody that said something to you, as compared to just handing over all that to Jesus. Let him deal with all that thing and allow you the freedom to lighten the pain that you have or the anxiousness you have. And it's the stuff that clings us in our earthly state that allows us to prepare ourselves for the heavenly state one day. And I think when we are free to be that free for loving with Christ and feel his love, then we can also share that faith with others and not just kind of hold everything in and have our hands clenched, be impatient, upset, angry, whatever that is. So, Anton, as I'm saying these things, I pray a saint will come to your mind that we can say an intercessory prayer for, because you seem to have that gift. How's that?
Sure. Well, we can just ask Saint Martha, you know, because she was busy and worried and anxious about many things. So we ask Saint Martha to help pray for all those listeners who may be anxious and worried and doing many things. And we just ask them to follow what Jesus said, to focus on the one thing necessary, and that's to pray and to have a conversation with God, to spend time with him. In this we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And Anton, we're at the commercial break time. So I'm wondering if Patrick is going to put the, we'll get a break. We'll be right back after a brief commercial break.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks.
My name is Mario Diadamo, and I have been a faithful listener to Inner Sign Radio Ministry since 1990, and to Kathleen McCarthy as principal host since 2007. Hearing the witness of Kathleen and her guests has contributed greatly to my spiritual growth. They have educated me about the tenets of my Catholic faith by presenting lay and religious leaders discuss topics that help listeners create an informed Catholic conscience. I always encourage people who are in need of prayer and companionship to listen, call in, and become part of our radio listener family by joining thousands of other people praying for your intentions. I personally can attest to the power of the prayers from the ministry. Kathleen often reminds her listeners that you are never alone because the Lord is always with us. Through this Catholic radio and internet apostolate, the Lord is indeed with us in a very tangible way. Please share the good news as Kathleen takes a leap of faith and expanding to a two-hour program to reach many more people who need to experience the love of God. Thank you.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Anton Raimondo, on the People's First Fridays, People's Day of Prayer. We have another 30 minutes or 28 minutes to go for the opportunity to any prayers of any type, any discussions you want to call in. The phone lines are open. The number is 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906. And Anton was just praying, and he was asking for the intercession of Saint Martha. Anton, it's another God incident. But this week, I've said before to listeners, I've been blessed the last 4 years now at every Mass, at the consecration of the priest. I'll always be aware of the presence of Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, and she'll appear in different looks, different ways, and then after receiving the communion and the Eucharist, I'll go back and say a prayer, and I always get a prayer from one of the saints or angels or Jesus or Mary, God the Father. And this past Wednesday, it was from Saint Martha. So these saints, wow. I want to tell you, listeners, they're truly with us, and they are given this great spiritual gift to be able to intercede for us. And they were all declared saints. Generally, there's miracles attributed to them that they have answered prayers after they have passed away. And that's really a kind of a true sign that they are allowed these spiritual intercessions and airwaves. And I think it's important. A lot of times we speak about that, or intercession. Jesus, certainly the key is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But these saints and angels are given wonderful graces to do that. So I thought you'd appreciate that, Anton, because I'm thinking to myself, I always put it on my phone, the day and who the saint, how Mary appeared, and that day was Our Lady of Sorrows. But it was the message from some Saint Martha, and I thought that was a great God incident.
Awesome. Yeah, see that? To be able to have those graces and blessings that you're experiencing there right after Mass, and wanted to make sure that people realize, again, I'm affirming what you're saying, that these saints are helping us in heaven, from heaven. And so at Mass, when you receive the liturgy of the Word, and the liturgy of the Eucharist, that your prayers can be answered right then and there. And they can still help us when they are with God, oh, Jesus, and our Lady in heaven. And again, going back to St. Therese, the little flower, her feast day was October 1st. She actually said, she's quoted that, she said she would spend her time in heaven doing good on earth. So she's saying, so she's going to continue doing, you know, praying and helping God and helping us while she's in heaven, you know, helping us on earth. So it's the same thing with St. Martha, too. So all those people, when I brought that up about who are maybe anxious or worried and about many things, that they actually, St. Martha had Jesus in her home, yet she was anxious and worried doing many things, really trying to do good stuff like, you know, feed him, give food and drink, and was hospitable. Those are works of mercy for sure. But even though that Jesus wanted to make sure that Mary had the better part, in what way? Well, Mary was there not being lazy. She was, you know, she was at the foot of Jesus. She was really partaking in a conversation with Jesus, which is what prayer is. It's a conversation, you know, like you have a conversation with a friend. If anybody calls in right now and wants to have a conversation with us on whatever's on their mind or have a question or comment, please do. So when you have these conversations, it's a prayer, right, Mike? When we talk or when you have this conversation with our Lord after communion.
Mm-hmm. It's a prayer. It's really a prayer, and that's well said. And I just, there are some benefits to having these cell phones, because what I do, I lose track, because it's not, they're not important, but you're in our day-to-day stuff. So I'll put that day, how Mary appeared and who the message was from. And I was thinking, I was just recently, I just looked for a phone. It was last Friday at a mass with a wonderful priest. St. Teresa, got a message from St. Teresa. So, boy, Anton, the saints must be letting you know, because you've hit a couple of them that were within the last week. And that's God's good. He's always showing these different graces and using us all. But the whole point is, these saints are angels. We could talk about guardian angels and the archangels. It was such a great week with all these feasts in the last week. It's really, we're given so much of this spiritual realm, which we are going to be. That's our goal, to be in heaven with our Lord, with our souls. We won't be physically with our bodies there, but the souls. But in this time of earth, we're allowed to get these glimpses of heaven by the Eucharist, by these praying and interceding to the saints and Jesus. And it's a great, wonderful thing that the Lord has given us. And I think a lot of times we sometimes think we're not worthy, or who, some of the listeners, you might think, well, I'm not worthy to receive that. I don't get messages. No, that's not important. The important thing is you are loved by God, and these are there. And we're sharing different things about this just to kind of open your eyes of the realm about the spiritual world that is there. And it's a sharing, just like you try to share gifts or share the good news of Christ. This is sharing this, you know, it's almost like a difference between a cloudy, foggy day and a clear day. On the clear day, you can see things so well. So different people, it's not important who they are. It's a matter of they're letting you know these things exist. We're getting as much. These saints intercede, and it's for each of us and all of us and all the listeners. Right, Anton?
Yes, that's definitely right. You know, and just, you know, when we ask all these saints and the angels, they can really work wonders. And again, this goes into the reading that we had, I mean, the gospel, about that we should ask the Lord for more faith, excuse me, and he will give it to us. And even the size of a mustard seed, that small amount. So, you know, he says in scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it's easy to remember, it's 7:7, that he says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. So, it actually spells out the letters A-S-K, ask, seek, and knock. And so we should really just ask him. And by asking or seeking or knocking is evidence of one's faith. But just by asking in itself is faith. So all these people who left the message, Diana, Lisa, Donna, and Ileana, the parents of Ileana, they have faith because they acted upon whatever prompting that God had.
Correct.
So if there's any of the listeners out there please call in or leave a message of whatever prayer intention or request that you have.
Anton, we have one right now on line two. We have Ann on line two. I'll hook her up right now. Hello, Ann.
Yes,
Joanne, the sign, the Blessed Mother was covering the Joe part. So Joanne, Patrick's later. You're on with Mike and Anton, so thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. I've been listening for the last few minutes, and I have a grandson that really needs confidence, and he has an anger issue, and he does have a hard time. So,
okay. What's his name?
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. Wow.
He's a senior.
Right, well, Joanne, we ask, like, where are you calling from?
I'm in Middletown, Delaware.
Hey, nice.
All right. Well, thank you. Nice.
And he's a senior? You said he's a senior? Yeah, I think she said he's a senior, too. So, Brandon? Got it.
Yeah, we thank you, Joanne, just for calling and listening and having the courage to call in for your grandson. So, Mike, did you want to say anything to Joanne?
Sure, Joanne. We'll start with a prayer, and thanks for calling. But so Brandon, and he's a senior, and confidence and anger and all like that. Gotcha.
I'm on the radio, Tom. I'll be in a few minutes. Yes, I am.
That's right. You're
my husband wanted dinner. I went out and got him something he wanted, and I said I'd be down. So he was getting worried about me. What was I doing?
Okay.
Well, you know, you're making me laugh, Joanne. This is Dr. Anton, because we were just talking about St. Martha. You know, she's busy, you know, preparing dinner, you know, for Jesus and everything. And so you're doing a great thing. You're helping your family, right, and your husband right there, and looking out for your own grandson, Brandon.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there any other comment that you wanted to say while you're on the air with us?
Oh, he's in wrestling, and it's a tough sport, as you know, just for confidence and some success. And this anger issue, I'd like to see him do better because he's a very good boy. He really is.
Okay.
Oh, I believe you.
Well, we'll get started with a prayer, Joanne. Keep on the line so as we're listening, and we ask our listeners also to join in with us with prayer. And Anton, I'll start it out and you can continue it. How's that sound like that?
Sure.
With that. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask you, we thank you and praise you for having Joanne call and being prompted to pray, not for herself, but for her grandson, Brandon. We pray, Lord, that you will give him that confidence, the confidence that he's loved by you, and the confidence to realize if he's loved by you, he's got everything. And he doesn't have to feel unconfident. He doesn't have to feel like he's not worthy. So, Lord, we pray that you'll increase, most importantly, his faith. And that faith will conquer the spirit of anxiousness, the spirit of this anger through him. We pray, Lord, that whatever healing he needs, whether it's physical or something emotionally happened or in his makeup, we pray, Lord, that you will heal that with your great divine love. We pray, Lord, that you will give him avenues such as wrestling to release some of this anger, but when it's over, the anger will subside and he can go about living a life as a loving child of faith as you. So, Lord, we just pray for that spirit of anger, the spirit of non-confidence. Just be gone from him in your name, Jesus. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for hearing our prayer and for giving Joanne the courage to pray. And we thank our listeners for joining us in this intercessory prayer. And we ask for Jesus and everyone's guardian angel to join in this intercessory prayer. And we praise you and thank you for hearing our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And if I may also add to help Joanne, you know, I'm a medical doctor, and as a physician, we have medicines that, you know, act like an antidote. And so when you mentioned, you know, the issue of anger, you know, there is an antidote for anger. And, you know, anger is considered, you know, if it's done in the wrong way, there's good anger and there's bad anger. Okay, and so let's say if it's a bad anger, there's an antidote to the bad anger, and that actually is called patience. So what we can do is actually pray that Brandon receives the virtue of patience, because that is the exact opposite of anger, and it's the exact antidote to treat that sin if he ever goes into the bad, ugly kind of anger. And the other thing that I wanted to give as an example is when Jesus was on the cross, the first words that he said on the cross was to defeat the sin of anger. And what was those words? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." So sometimes when you just share and that verse with him, that look what Jesus did. He had these enemies, these people who didn't believe him, and he forgave them. And when a person forgives others, then all that anger is released, and it actually shows the person is growing in mercy and patience. And the last thing that I wanted to say is to call on St. Paul. St. Paul, he's a man's man. St. Paul, literally, he loves sports to the fact that he would talk about the Olympics, you know, that people would try to run the race, and that they would try to get the gold, the crown, the leafy crown. And St. Paul would actually practice shadow boxing. And he worked with his hands. He was a star student, and he also made tents. So he's somebody that Brandon could really actually admire, because, again, he was an athlete in certain respect. And so Brandon, being in a very tough field such as wrestling, where you have to be in really good shape, really strong, and that it's easy to feel intimidated, but he can say this other scripture here, with God, with I can do anything, you know, if you just say that. I'm paraphrasing what St. Paul is saying. St. Paul would tell us, you know, that we can do anything with God's help that strengthens me. Or you can say, I can do anything with God's help. Just have him repeat that before he goes through a match or anything time you get scared. With God's help, I can do anything. Amen, Joanne?
I think Joanne must have gotten off the line. So,
all right. Well, I hope...
So Joanne had to leave,
thank
and she
you again,
said
Joanne,
thank you
for calling in. Call upon St. Paul, what he said, and look what Jesus said also, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." That's the antidote for anger, by forgiving and being patient.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton, and thank you, Joanne, for calling. And for our listeners, the phone line's still open, 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. 2906. And this was another week of the, it was a great week, where Monday was the Feast of the Guardian Angels, and I believe Wednesday was the Feast of the Guardian Angels, or Thursday. But the point being, these angels are other spiritual beings. Each of us have been given an angel from the get-go, and, you know, they're really to guide us through our lives and really continue to point toward heaven, to our earthly journey. And I think it pleases them well when we are praying and interceding for others, but it's also good for us to thank them in the morning and at night for being with us and being our companions and really looking out for us. And I think many of us don't acknowledge our guardian angel. We don't thank him, and we lose track of that. I think it's important to realize that wonderful spiritual realm around us that's there, even though we don't see it, we know we have to believe that it's there.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, and the angels, if I may also add to this, that our angels, they're smarter than us, and they can see this, you know, what lies ahead, not necessarily predict the future, but they have a better way of calculating or foreseeing things before we can. So in other words, they can also see the other spirits, both good and bad, and warn us of any danger, impending danger. And so they're messengers that try to speak to us, and each one of us are assigned an angel. And that angel was his first act when he was created on day one of creation, was either to accept the mission to be your guardian angel or not to be your guardian angel. And when they accept to be your guardian angel, that was out of love. So the first act your guardian angel did was out of love for you. And your guardian angel loves you so much, but cannot force anything upon you unless you ask. Like you ask, when you say that, you know, asking shall receive, seeking shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. So really try to pray the guardian angel. And if you don't know that prayer, you know, to look it up. We could say it right now, Mike. I don't know if we have the time or if anybody's
calling. Well, we have the time.
We have
the time. We have the time. And why don't you say it, Anton? If we both say it, it's not going to come out as clear as that.
Okay.
So,
all right. So what I hope to do is to pray this guardian angel prayer. But I want, if we do have time to ask her, I want to break it down so people will understand the power of this little prayer. People may not realize the power behind it.
Okay.
So it goes, angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.
Amen.
So when we pray this prayer, you may not have realized that we ask five things for the angel to do for us in that short little prayer. And when we give him permission by this prayer, he's then allowed to do those five things. And so, you know, he's always by our side waiting to help us, but he cannot force himself upon you to do something, to interrupt you, unless God, of course, says, you know, hey, watch out, they're going to get in a car accident, or watch out, you know, and then the guardian angel will help you because God himself intervened.
Hmm.
However, but the normal way is that we have to invite him to help us. So what the angel does, as we said in this prayer, that we're asking him to be at our side, that's one, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. Those are the five things. And so when we ask him to be in our side, he will enlighten us with different truths or helps us to make the right decision, you know, to light and then to guard us, to protect us from evil or protect us from sin. So if the sin or the vice is called the anger, well, he can help us. We just need to ask his help. So he's supposed to be at our side to light and then to guard and then to rule and guide. So once we ask his help, he will give us the proper rule, the proper understanding to follow that. Well, how do I know if it's good anger or bad anger? Well, what's the rule on that?
Mm.
And then he'll be our guide. He will lead us to the right place and to the right people. so we won't get in trouble. In other words, let's say if we have a problem with drinking, well, he'll give us, and we ask our guardian's help. He will be our guide to say, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't be walking by that pub or tavern this time or driving near that. Or maybe you shouldn't hang around with those guys who like to, you know, use curse words and you know, gamble, and then they end up drinking. Maybe you should avoid that. So he'll give you these different promptings. But you have to ask your guardian angel, and then he can help you more than before. So feel free to just call him out and call him guardian angel. We're not supposed to use, you know, give him a name, because he's not ours. We don't own him. It belongs to God. So we can't name the angel, because, again, like if it's a neighbor's child or a neighbor's dog, you don't have the right to name your neighbor's child or dog. It's not your child or dog. In the same way, the guardian angel is God's. We don't have the right to name it. It belongs to him, and he's lending it to help us. So just some rules of thumb there.
Well, those are some very good thoughts on the angels. And for our listeners, that's a great prayer. Really for each of you to say that. And each of you, you know, if you don't know it, look it up, Google it, or look it up. And it's a very easy prayer, and it's very, it's a great prayer. In the middle of the night, you wake up with a nightmare. It's just very helpful, because these angels are there for us to guide us, and they're all helping to point us toward our heavenly reward in heaven, and to get us through these things. And there's so many spiritual things that are trying to keep us away, and the angels are the spiritual things trying to get us toward God. So we have a great spiritual battle going on, and that's part of things, the intercessory prayer. And I know praying for Joanne, I could just feel the power of Christ just hitting these spirits of anger and impatience, you know, just putting them down. And I think that's the important part of prayer, and prayer does work for our listeners. So we have about a minute left. So Anton, how about you say a closing prayer today in less than a minute? How's that?
Sure. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we want to thank you, and we praise you, Lord, for being with us here and helping all our neighbors, all our listeners and callers with their prayer intentions. We thank you for In His Sign Catholic Radio and WTMR. We thank Mike also and everyone else involved, Maureen and Patrick, in helping bring this program to being here. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask for an increase in faith so we can do your will. And we thank you again for loving us, and we love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for listening, and we will speak to you next month. May God continue to bless you all. Bye now.
Amen.